Rumpus time is over.
There's a new sheriff in town.
Luke's crazy.
Luke, the force is strong with you.
Did you hear that, Brian?
Luke, we're gonna have company!
Bad guys of the galaxy, beware! The defender of the universe is here!
In order to form a more perfect union.
Luke Bryan!
One margarita, two margarita, three margarita shot.
Stop that! You're not going into a song while I'm here.
And now for something completely different.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Talking Heads.
Oh, welcome everybody. It's Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I'm Brian, that's Luke over there. It's a Thursday. It's beautiful, non-sweaty weather. And sun is shining. The tank is clean. And you're listening to us on two different places in the southern swath of Wisconsin. I'm here in Waukesha. On 540 AM, that's WAUK, as well as 101 FM, The Shaw. And Luke over there is in Madison on the Solidarity Realty Studios on 1580 AM, that's WTTN, as well as 92.7 FM, Devil Radio.
Yes, I'm absolutely on the studios right now.
You're on it
That's where I am. I'm on it.
You're physically on it.
I am.
Yeah,
holding it down. Holding down the fort by sitting
And that's how you connect.
Studios.
You have a magnetic thing. There's a little node that you connect to, like... You know, those little things that you
where
put
I get
on.
My charge, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. You get charged at the same time as well as you get to talk to me.
You can also listen to us on the Devil Radio app. You can download that wherever fine apps are downloaded on your smart devices. And Apple, Android, Alexa, all of those magnificent devices, Brian.
They're pretty cool.
It's a Thursday, and you can join the conversation, share your tangent with us at 844-967-2789. Brian, we got a number of stories that we're going to want to get to today, but to kick her off right off the bat, there's one that's kind of, it's a story that's, I believe, going under the radar. I haven't really seen it until today. It caught my attention, but it's not necessarily getting all the headline news.
I've been looking at it, but I've been not looking forward to getting into the discussion over it because it's, yeah.
Well, it's again one of those stories, Brian, where it's like you kind of question why it isn't a bigger deal and why more people aren't talking about it the more that you read into it and find out what's going on in this little city, less than 4,000 population here in the state of Wisconsin. But to let everybody know what's going on, I believe it's pronounced Kiel, but I could be wrong, Brian. Might be... Kyle, but I think it's Kiel. Kiel, Wisconsin, about halfway between Lake Michigan and the southern tip of Lake Winnebago. So the covered, I believe, in the 540 listening pattern. But Kiel, Wisconsin is kind of... there's a lot of citizens not certain of how they should be going about their lives right now because the natural logical end... of the culture war that is stoked by a number of groups here in the state of Wisconsin, including the Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty, is seeing its fruition in Kiel, Wisconsin. Headline over at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, Kiel is swept up in a cultural war from a Title IX investigation, but residents are trying to carry on.
Essentially, what had happened was there is a student, that transgender student, had asked for, I believe, bathroom and to be called by different pronouns. And then three different boys refused to call that student by their pronouns. And a lawsuit ensued under a Title IX investigation because discrimination based on gender falls under Title IX.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a Title IX investigation. My brother happens to be a Title IX investigator. I do have a little bit of insight into this. I would by far not say that I am an expert by any means. I only know through anecdotes from my brother. I actually have asked him specifically about this as soon as he gets to me. I will share any knowledge that I feel free to do so. But again, a lot of stuff that he does is very sensitive, like this is, because we don't know a lot of the specifics other than those specific facts. That's about it. We don't know the age. We don't know the pronouns. We don't know
Well, we know it's they, them pronouns. Specifics. We know that the student prefers they, them pronouns. And there were three eighth grade boys that refused to use those they, them pronouns to address that student. That is how the entire Title IX investigation got updated. And I want to share, it is Keel, our friend Jesse, familiar with the portion of eastern Wisconsin that this city resides in, let me know that it is Keel, like Eel with a K.
I have a buddy who spells it with the E-I, and he's Kyle. So I figured it might be Keel.
There you go.
In any case, however that ends up, it shouldn't escalate to this point, because right now the community is essentially on lockdown. The school closed for the rest of the summer.
Yep, they've canceled school for the remainder of the school year.
Because of bomb threats. Now, they haven't found any bombs, but there's been enough bomb threats that they've closed enough things that the entire, like the parades, there's
the Memorial Day parade. They did not do the Memorial Day parade this year in Keel because of threats from an individual threatening bombs at city events, and to the point, Brian, where the police department for the city issued a statement yesterday. This put out threat made to the city of Keel. The city of Keel Police Department received a threat that if the Keel Area School District does not drop the Title IX investigation by Friday, June 3rd, 2022, multiple locations of the city of Keel will be targeted to include the following locations. Keel schools, all of them, public and private. Roads, all of them. Utility stations, city buildings, Keel Police Department, stores, in parentheses, all. Wastewater treatment plant. The City of Keel Emergency Management Team is working with local, state, and federal authorities on this matter. We are meeting and planning for a response to any and all threats. At this time, the City of Keel will not be releasing any further information. That was released yesterday by the Chief of Police for the City of Keel, Brian. Because these bomb threats, since last week when the first one happened, when they made the decision to cancel school for the rest of the year, they made the decision to cancel the Memorial Day parade, and they have delayed the graduation for the class of 2022. They are having to go and make sure that these threats are cleared. Because like you said, no bombs have been found, but bomb threats are being made at all aspects of life in this city of less than 4,000 residents, because somebody is demanding the school district drop the investigation of looking into students that were harassing another student who uses they/them pronouns. It is a culture. The case got picked up by the Wisconsin Institute of Law and Liberty. They have taken it public, Brian. And this is because we're going to read a little bit further down in the story. An arrest has been made. There still isn't known who made the threats, but on Tuesday, the FBI arrested a California man for threats he made against the district staff member tied to a sexual harassment investigation involving three eighth grade boys who were said to have mispronounced another student's gender pronouns. Mispronounced, I believe, is a generous assumption from this reporter over at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, because I believe if it's raising to the level of harassment, it's not just mispronouncing, it's specifically misgendering a student that had requested to use they/them pronouns.
Yeah. Now, I can tell you this: the Title IX investigation is an independent investigation team. They're supposed to be independent of the. I mean, yeah, they do work for the school, but they have to act as an independent investigator. Otherwise, they can't do their job. I know for a fact my brother has ruled for and against different cases about similar things where it looked like one way going in, and on the other way it was a complete and total different thing. You never know how these things go, and I want to stress that we don't know all of these circumstances in this situation.
No.
So the point is it should remain at the level of the lawsuit and let the litigants take care of the situation in the court of law. However you feel about this situation, I think we should all agree that the level of bomb threats, are you kidding me? Bomb threats? That's where we're at?
Yeah, there's an individual, but but Brian, when you hear of these cultural wars that Will became, so the parents of the boys, and I'm reading from the piece here, parents of the boys hired a conservative law firm that took the case public in mid-May and demanded the district drop its investigation of the incident under federal Title IX statute. The lawyers and one parent and the student appeared on the Laura Ingraham's show on Fox News and on Newsmax, and the attorneys penned an op-ed in the Wall Street Journal titled, "The Progressive Pronoun Police Come for Middle Schoolers." They're looking for the national outrage to the point where a California man was arrested in relation to these bomb threats. And it's unclear of what this investigation into these threats is ongoing as well. And it's unclear if there were more made, because demands were sent to city officials in Keel saying that if you don't drop this investigation, there's going to be more bomb threats by Friday. The investigation needs to be dropped by tomorrow, Friday, June 3rd, or they're threatening to bomb more city locations in this town, in the city.
Now, one, you don't get on the Laura Ingraham show without Will representing you, okay? You don't have this a national issue. I mean, you might have national journalists writing about it, but you don't make this a national issue without Will jumping in and having Will defend them. But at the same time, think about it this way. Let's say you take the whole, this is a silly lawsuit or silly investigation going forward. Let's take the other side for a minute here. If you think so, then let it play out. Let it play out, man. You know, you never know how this is going to work.
But they want culture war. They want to stoke these cultural wars, Brian.
But think of what it takes to go on. One, this is a transgender student, so that in and of itself, you're already, you know, you already know what you're in for going in the first place. But then to go and get to the point where you have to go and bring a lawsuit, it's got to be more than just they mispronounced me or they misgendered me, is my point. Like, that has to be, like, the last straw. Okay, there's something we can get them on and this one thing, because there has to be a string of stuff. Otherwise, you go and try and figure it out, like, hey, stop calling me that. You know, if it isn't, you don't go to the level of a lawsuit without having a long history of harassment, is what I'm saying. And I think that's another thing that might not be in there. But again, we don't know all the we don't know until the investigation is done, and you can't really judge until you have all the things. But again, I take that thing, but Laura Ingraham does not.
Right. It's a very long piece over at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel detailing the situation going on in Keel. But the one word not used, Brian, terrorism. Folks, this is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. We're going to continue the subject. We'll be right back.